Absolutely. A little bit warmer now. That was hard, so yeah. It's always a game you look for.
So
how confident are you to get this up on turn?
So yesterday, Aaron, you're supposed to tell the fans, you know, relax, but you're 1-2. There's three division opponents in 11 days. Can you understand that Packer fans a little concerned about how the season's started off so far?
Yes, and I think it's more of how, as an offense, we played, and not necessarily that we're 1-2. So, yeah, you understand. I mean, I don't think anyone's happy the way we performed. We're going to be a little bit more calm and, you know, stay about our course in here than probably what fans are. But, I mean, that's – they have no control, so they're – I mean, that's – they have – I mean, they kind of feel helpless. So, but, yeah, we got to stay calm. We'll stay the course, keep working at it, and get better and – hopefully go out and play better on Sunday.
You get the best quarterback in the game. How confident did you guys are going to get this offense on track?
Oh, we're very confident. I mean, even throughout the game last Sunday, it was, you know, every time we walked out there, we thought it would be the possession that we'd finally get rolling. But we got to make sure we go out and make it happen and don't just keep thinking that, you know, someone else is going to do it. So we got to step up and make some plays. And when those opportunities come, we need to make them.
What are your receivers talking about in the receivers room so you guys can try to help out the offense as a group?
We're just staying, like I said, staying the course, doing the same thing. You know, we always appreciate opportunities. When you get that opportunity to make the play, you got to make the play because you don't know when the next one's going to come, and we're relying on you to do it. So across the board, we just got to make the plays when they're there. It's that simple, and we'll get it done.
How about getting Lacy back on track as an offense? How important is that to you guys that you can be balanced?
That's big. I think last year that was a huge help for us, the way we were able to run the ball and pass the ball. So. Getting those guys going, getting the defense, you know, off balance, not knowing if we're going to run or pass is big. So hopefully we can get that rolling this week and, you know, get back the way we were last year.
Is it fun going into Chicago at a big rivalry game like this and getting booed in Chicago with the 189th meeting? I mean, is it fun going there?
It is. I enjoyed it at least. And I think it's even more now because of the quality of games that there's been, the magnitude of games. If it's going into the playoffs, you know, obviously going to the Super Bowl a few years ago, has, I think, amped up the rivalry a little bit more compared to the other two division games.
Jordy, what are your impressions of Fuller, their rookie corner? What's all like a rookie?
Great player. A guy who's already came in and made plays. If it's interceptions, causing fumbles, I think he's already learned the peanut punch already, so that's not fun for us. But guy who's able to play pass and the run game, come out very physical, making tackles, so a guy you can see why they picked him early and are very comfortable with him out there, and you know, will be a guy we need to, you know, account for.
They've shown an ability to turn the ball over, so, or to force turnovers defensively so far. Is that more just them taking advantage of their opportunities, or is it something extraordinary that they're doing that's causing that?
I think it's the Bears being the Bears. I think they've always been able to do it. If it's causing fumbles or Fuller getting those picks, I mean, the ones that pop in my mind are the ones that San Fran, where he had a back-to-back possession, so that's a guy who's out there making plays. So it's something we're going to have to account for. We need to go through a game without a turnover. We've had one in each game now, so we need to clean that up and, you know, take care of the ball and score some points.
I know you take it game by game, but how important is this game to make sure you guys don't fold into 1-3? I mean,
it's big, but it's not any bigger than any other game. So we got to go down there and perform well. Get back to even and, you know, get ready for a short week. So we got to make sure we're prepared, ready to go and play quality football. I think that's the main thing. Win or lose, we got to go down and play good football. I mean, I think you can somewhat live with it if you go down there and play good football and, you know, end up losing because, you know, they played good football too. So the quality of play needs to just, you know, go up for us, especially offensively after last week.
You had a big play against the team.
Do you think you can open things up?
Do what, sorry?
When they roll coverage to you like they did last week, and you can get open things up for little guys, and you see that as something that's got to happen before they let go of the doubling you.
I think if they're drawing more attention to a certain guy, then, you know, you're going to have matchups somewhere else. And we just need to find those holes and, you know, where the weakness in the coverage is or not as much help. So, and guys need to make the plays when they get the opportunity. Again, it's nothing different than any other game. I mean, there's going to be one-on-one matchups, and we need to make sure we win those.
What seems to be different with the running game so far this year than last year?
I don't know. I'm not as involved in the running game and not known as much up there in the front. So, but it's just, I don't know. They're just not in a rhythm, I guess. I don't know. So that might be a question for someone else. So I don't know all the blocking schemes. I know what I need to do on it, but I don't know everything that's going on up front.
Thank you.
Have you had a drive where you feel like this is our offense, this is what our potential? Have you had that yet?
I think the Jets 2-minute drive, I think right before the end of the half, was a good one. I think the one we scored on last week was a good one. We just made the simple plays. Aaron hit me on a little stick route and just was able to get vertical and get a few yards, and then we hit another one in a scramble and, you know, just did what we were supposed to do. And that's the thing that's about it, is that it's not that hard. You just got to do what you're supposed to do. And when we do that, we'll be successful, and we just got to get the chains moving and get the ball moving and stay in the tempo that we want.
Thank you, Jordy.
Corner, like Fuller, I know you talked about him and you've been impressed with what he's done so far, but when you see a rookie out there, do you have the temptation to want to test him, just kind of see what they've got?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think he's a guy who's shown he can play already. I think it might be different now than maybe in the past because, I mean, the quality of college football is extremely high and the skill level is there, so guys can come into the league prepared to play. But he's a good player, and he's made plays. So I don't think it's something you're going to go in and just attack him just because he's a rookie and, you know, he's out there making plays. So we still got to be sound on what we're doing and just, you know, run our offense and, you know, let Aaron go through his reads.